visiting teaching message. Prayerfully study this material and seek to know what to share. How will understanding the life and mission of the Savior increase your faith in Him and bless those you watch over through visiting teaching? For more information, go to reliefsociety.lds.org. The Divine Mission of Jesus Christ, Bread of Life. This is part of a series of visiting teaching messages featuring aspects of the mission of the Savior. Jesus said, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever." John chapter 6, verse 51. Jesus teaches us, His disciples, that we should look to God each day for the bread, the help and sustenance we require in that particular day, said Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The Lord's invitation speaks of a loving God, aware of even the small daily needs of His children and eager to assist them one by one. He is saying that we can ask in faith of that being that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given. James chapter 1, verse 5. As we understand that Jesus Christ will provide for our needs, we will turn to Him for our spiritual sustenance. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles invites us to join in the adventure of the earliest disciples of Christ, who also yearned for the bread of life, those who did not go back, but who came to Him, stayed with Him, and who recognized that for safety and salvation, there was no other to whom they could ever go. Additional scriptures, John chapter 6, verses 32 through 35, Alma chapter 5, verse 34, 3rd Nephi chapter 20, verses 3 through 8. Consider this, when we come unto Christ, how does He nourish us? From the scriptures, Jesus Christ was teaching a multitude of more than 4,000 people. After 3 days, He said to His disciples, "I have compassion on the multitude, because they have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way." And His disciples answered Him, "From whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness?" And Jesus asked them, "How many loaves have ye?" And they said, "Seven." Then Christ took the 7 loaves, and gave thanks, and brake, and gave to His disciples to set before them. And they had a few small fishes, and He blessed and commanded to set them also before them. So they did eat, and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets. See Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. End of the visiting teaching message, The Divine Mission of Jesus Christ, Bread of Life, read by Jane Wise.